USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former CDC director isn't mincing words when it comes to describing the country's fight against the coronavirus.
Our war against COVID will be long and difficult, and we must act strategically now and establish a new way of preventing future health disasters.
Speaking at a House subcommittee hearing, Tom Frieden says the virus is here to stay.
As bad as this has been, it's just the beginning. Until we have an effective vaccine, and unless something very unexpected happens, our viral enemy will be with us for many months and possibly many years.
Less than a day after signaling the White House task force on coronavirus would be disbanded, President Trump, in a series of tweets, says the group will continue on indefinitely and shift the focus to reopening and manufacturing vaccines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
April saw the worst job losses in the history of the ADP private payrolls report. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The report released Wednesday morning showing 20.2 million jobs evaporated last month as the virus pandemic brought much of the U.S. economy to its knees. The April job losses, 25 times more than the previous one-month record of about 835,000 jobs lost in February of 2009 during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. The government's jobs report for April is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
America's pediatricians say schools should plan to phase in reopenings before returning to full activity. The American Academy of Pediatrics issuing new guidance suggesting the possibility of reduced school hours when in-person classes resume. The group also saying schools also need to prepare for distance learning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Former Dirty Jobs host and returning The Favor host Mike Rowe is questioning the widespread use of the term essential worker. Rowe arguing that many industries deemed unessential during the coronavirus pandemic are the backbone of the U.S. economy. When it comes to opening up what some deem these non-essential businesses, Rowe says,
safety obviously is very, very, very important, but the notion that nothing in the country is more important than staying safe, that's not something commonsensical people embrace. That's something you hear from people who are trying to sell you something or politicians who are trying to get reelected. So we have to get away from the cookie cutter bromides and platitudes, yes, and start dealing with one zip code at a time.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Elon Musk and singer Grimes are welcoming a baby boy into the world. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Singer and musician Grimes is a new mom. The 32-year-old recording artist gave birth to her first child, a son, with her boyfriend, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk. He shared the good news on Twitter, writing, "Mom and baby are all good." Elon Musk has five other sons with his ex-wife, Justine. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio or check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.